Welcome in to the Tuesday edition of Daily Tap for February 27th. Charlie here with you. Snowtap WI is where you can find us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as our website, Snowtap WI. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play, hopefully getting more as the days come on. Talking to you guys on a kind of a slow Tuesday. Not much happening in the sports world on Monday, so we don't have a ton to talk about. We're actually, this is our first podcast, the first one that I'm dipping my toes into talking about The Bachelor as the topic. So if you aren't a reality television show fan, maybe wait for like the first, I don't know how long I'll go, but I'll timestamp it in the podcast so you'll know exactly when I stopped talking about The Bachelor. Basically, slow. It was a combination of a slow sports day, and I had such a shit Monday that I completely forgot Marquette was playing, like entirely. And so it's right now it's taping. I'm gonna watch it back while I edit the podcast and everything like that. But Jesus Christ, I was like hanging out with my girlfriend, and all of a sudden I'm like, fuck, I realized Marquette was playing. Like, I took such a break from the internet for a variety of reasons and had completely no idea Marquette was playing. Just glad to see they won. Glad to see they came on strong. I guess there's $2 beers at the Bradley Center tomorrow on Saturday. So not only will we have the Shamrock Shuffle, we'll also have $2 beers at the Bradley Center, because apparently the whole city of Milwaukee wants to burn on Saturday. Okay? It's good to know. But, yes, good to see Marquette gets the win. Got to keep winning. Granted, tournament looks bleak. It'd still be nice to be 9-9 in the Big East to finish off the year in what has been a very tough conference. All right, so it is time. It's time to talk a little bit about The Bachelor. So Ari, The Bachelor, is maybe the most beta, shout out to KFC Radio, most beta guy ever that you'll ever meet. Guy is softer than cream cheese. He looks like cream cheese. He has the emotion of a paint can. He just sucks. Like, he really stinks. He has gray hair. Like, I don't know. He just does not seem like a bachelor. Like, just, it doesn't work. He's creepy too. Like, this was the fantasy suite, so, you know, he got to bang all the girls, which, like, good for him. But, it clearly seemed just not to take this off on a pathway where it doesn't need to go. But since we're here, he definitely had the best sex with Kendall. That's what I could determine out of the three. Him and Kendall had the best sex, because Kendall's like, well, we had that physical thing. And it was like, oh, yeah. Her hippie shit, man. You got into it. You stuffed her like she likes to stuff things. Good for you, man. But he's a guy, like, you look at him and you're just like, wow, you probably suck at sex. Like, he just looks like a guy who sucks at sex. That's really the only way you can say it, because he has that vibe of him. He just sucks. I don't know. Just nothing. There's nothing really to like about him. But yet, I watch the show every week, and like, my girlfriend, I think, is more out on it than I am at this point, because I'm kind of into it. She knows what's going to happen. She like reads the spoilers, which is a wild thing that we don't need to talk about at this point. But the fact is like, okay, so all of a sudden, they're down to the final three. So like I said, yes, he's having banging a bunch of girls in Peru. Good for him. So then there's Lauren, who sneaky kind of looks like the girl he lost out to in The Bachelorette a few years ago, by the way, Emily. They look exactly alike, which isn't creepy at all. Like, isn't weird. Like, I guarantee you probably call that hair Emily in bed. Whatever, not a big deal. Then we have Becca, who's from Minnesota. Becca is a sweetheart. Becca's very good looking, very attractive. Definitely has that Midwestern charm to her, and we all know it, what that looks like. Whether we have a significant other or that smoke you're chasing about, you know that look. And so she had this long time relationship, whatever, 7 years, and all of a sudden her boyfriend of 7 years comes to Peru to try to win her back, and my God, is he fucking handsome. He is a great-looking guy. Like, at first, like, and I don't mind, like, saying guys are good-looking. Like, I'm very comfortable in my skin. But I didn't want to say it right out the gate to Morgan, my girlfriend. And then I kind of was like, yeah, he's handsome. Like, I mean, yeah, the guy just drips sex. Like, it's not his fault. I mean, he was the full package, had this brown suit, tan suit on, looked to the tens, like, just completely dominated Ari. Like, just put his balls out and was like, here I am, dude. And of course, doing a little Instagram creep of him. He's a fucking strength coach for Stanford. Makes all the sense in the world that he's a strength coach. Like, strength coaches are a special type of guy. They are the type of guy who is the biggest hardo in the face of this world. They, especially the young strength coaches, because they are all cut up and they have the hair and whatever, that's such a look and such a vibe. And so it makes sense. It all made sense when I was like, oh, this motherfucker's a strength coach. I get it. He doesn't know how to say no. And then I do some Google search, like I said, I was on his Instagram and I see a guy I know. He's from Wisconsin. I knew that. Murray told me that. But is he a Wausau boy? Is he a Wausonian? Do I need to tap into my Wausau hotline? Is this something Mitch and I are also going to talk about to tomorrow? Can we get this guy on the podcast? I have a lot of questions at this point because now I'm like, well, okay. Do we have to ride with this guy if he's kind of part of dudes I know? Like, he had a picture with a guy I know I've seen out and we're friendly with multiple times. Like, it was wild, bananas. So yeah, and he played at Mankato. So she must have went to Mankato. It makes sense putting the pieces together here. And yeah, so he got shut down. He tried to pull the Miss the Steal Your Girl, and he didn't work. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what this cuck Ari does in the finale. It sounds like he's gonna do. I think what's gonna happen, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. Right? Actually, don't spoil it. I've gone this far, and last year I think, or was it last year that I got spoiled? I think last year did get spoiled somehow. I forget how I found out, but I found out Vanessa won, who was a smoke, but I mean, Nick, another guy. I mean, the Bachelor has not had a good run of Bachelors. These guys have all stunk recently. And so, anyways,
fuck.
So, yes, what I think is going to happen with this cock is I think he is going to pick one and he's going to realize he likes the other one and go to the other one, and the other one's going to not take him and he is going to be left alone. He is way too deep with both these girls. He like loves both of them and he's like, I can't decide. Like, usually at some point you're like, oh, this is a wrap. He's going to choose this girl. I literally think he has no idea. And maybe this is all for show and this is why The Bachelor keeps coming back every year. But yeah, I mean, I don't know who he's going to pick. I want Becca. I'm team Becca because obviously she's from the Midwest. And definitely you're rooting on a Midwest girl versus a Dallas blonde. That's just how it goes. Those are the rules. All right. So if you did not enjoy my illuminating chat about The Bachelor, I'm sorry. I mean, got to try some new stuff. Like, you know, how many times can we talk about the Bucks? How many times can we talk about the Brewers? Sometimes you just got to try some new shit. Nothing wrong with doing it. I mean, if I get no listens and all of you fucking hate it, fine, whatever. At least we tried. One of our staples, the Milwaukee Bucks. I just want to touch on something really quick. So like I said, I don't think this podcast is going to be very long. There's not much happening today. Granted, I'm definitely jinxing, tapping the keg, and we're just going to be loaded with podcast topics. It was really illuminating to hear like Bart Winkler and Rami Makhlouf of 105.7 The Fan talk about how cynical Bucks fans were and how Bucks fans weren't optimistic and kind of ragging on how Bucks fans were treating Sunday's loss against New Orleans. And I have to ask the question, like, are Bucks fans too cynical? Like, I understand there's a lot of things to be cynical about. I understand there are years and years of data. I get why there's a Nihilist Bucks Twitter account. But at the same time, I think we need to change our lens just a little bit. I understand the cynicism. I understand that nothing good happens with the Bucks. But at the same time, you have to take things more in a grain of salt. It's good that people give a shit. We've talked about that, I think, literally the entire season. But at the same time, we can't necessarily have this sort of every night's the worst loss ever or every night is the best win ever. It has to be measured, you know, tempered. Like, just settle yourselves. Like, it's not the worst thing they lost by they blew a lead to a red-hot Pelicans team where Anthony Davis has suddenly become an MVP candidate. Is that really a bad thing? Jrue Holiday got hot. Okay, so what? Like, you guys, not every game is going to be this do-or-die sort of shit. And it's kind of tiring. Like, I said to Bart, I mean, I think we need to create, like, a Bucks Pinhead Reporter, the Bucks Busters. I don't know. There needs to be something because these takes are out of control. And to think that, like, that people just – maybe just people don't know basketball. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's not Bucks fans are cynical. Maybe it's because there are more casual fans than ever, and these people watch – all they do is watch college basketball, whether it's the Badgers, Marquette, UWM. So they see like an 18-point lead, and they're like, oh, no one can give up an 18-point lead. And then it does, and you're like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. And so maybe that's it. Maybe it's more – it's not necessarily the true Bucks fans, who are very cynical, but it's the casual fans who are so used to college sports, and they're like, oh, man, this never happens. So we'll see. I think Bucks fans need to take a chill pill. This is a long week. Oh, fuck. And move forward. All right, wrapping it up as I am yawning through this podcast, which is always a good thing. Always good, fun edits. Jerry Jones is going to get fined by Goodell. Goodell says, if you come at the king, you better not miss. Goodell, you know, Jones tried to force Goodell out, and he says he's going to fine Jerry Jones millions upon millions of dollars. So the first real NFL feud of the offseason is Jerry Jones versus Roger Goodell. Get it the fuck on. I think that is awesome. I think Jerry Jones defecting to the XFL in a few years would be amazing. I don't, it would never happen. But I really think this is going to get dirty. I think there's going to be so much stuff coming out from both sides. This is two power brokers. These are two mob bosses, like, ready to go on a turf war, and I am here for it. I am definitely here for a bunch of rich white men bickering, because guess what? Sometimes when that happens, you get some of the best stories. They get leaked out, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, Jerry Jones has a glory hole in his house. Oh, interesting. Russell Westbrook gif. You know, it's like that. It's something like that. Or, oh, Goodell's hair, not real. Goodell, yeah, he's kind of a weirdo. He doesn't talk to anybody. I don't know. It's just, I think this is going to, the mud is going to fly between these two guys. And I'm not going to cheer for Dallas to win a Super Bowl because, well, fuck Dallas. But if you ever got an opportunity to see Roger Goodell hand Jerry Jones a Super Bowl trophy, it would be amazing. And this is the thing. It's like, I think I look for Goodell to get awkward and get dunked on in as many situations as humanly possible. So that can happen with Jerry Jones, who is no fan of him and is probably going to get fined a bunch of money. It's a drop in the bucket for Jerry, too. It's like, oh, $2 million? That's fine. That's why I pay my lawn service. Like, Jerry doesn't care. Jerry doesn't give a shit. He's fine. Okay, well, we will be back for a Thursday Daily Tap. We will be talking on Tapping the Keg tomorrow night. We will be for Wednesday, recapping a little bit of what's going on with the Bucks, as well as talk about Brewers, who knows, all things. We need a couple stories. So if we can get some stories to break today, that would be just great. All right, thanks. Bye.